In northern Uganda, Nordig syndrome continues to rob children of their childhood, devastate families and strain communities. Unlike HIV, it receives minimal attention, inadequate funding and failing healthcare support. Cases continue to rise in Pader, Kitgum and Omoro, leaving families burdened by illness, abuse and poverty, asking not just why my child, but where is the help? In Atanga, there are various sub-counties in Pader district. The effects of the syndrome remain devastating. In September 2025, Dr. Benson Oyo, the district health officer, revealed that Pader has 1,359 patients, 562 of whom suffer severe forms of the disease. In Labongwa Kwang, Kitgum district, Joe Otto, the Nordig syndrome coordinator, who first documented the condition in 1999, said he encountered it during routine visits into Mangur village. While diseases like COVID-19 were quickly addressed, Nordig syndrome remains neglected to this day. He noted, adding that many female victims have suffered sexual abuse and some have become young mothers. He explained that tracking cases is extremely difficult and that patients now rely solely on epilepsy drugs for relief. Dixon Ojok, the district counselor for Angaruga sub-county, said there has been no recovery among patients, with numbers reducing only through death. He criticized the lack of specialized care centers and urged government intervention on this matter.